And staying with extreme weather and its effects, as parts of southern Europe and elsewhere, as we've been hearing, experienced searing heat, Ireland has had the wettest July on record. So are these weather patterns going to continue? Well, Owen Moran is director of Met Éireann and a vice president of the World Meteorological Organization. We spoke to him earlier and asked him why we are experiencing such extreme weather at the moment.
I suppose we're now entering an enhanced period of climate risks with a warmer, less reliable climate, which is going to be subject to more frequent, long-lasting and intense extremes. And I suppose, as we might expect, with further degrees of global warming, which is what we're seeing on a daily basis, heat extremes can be expected to be not only warmer, but also more frequent and long-lasting and intense. And as we can see this playing out right across the world today, where, except for the Arctic, Europe has been warming much faster than any other part of the planet in recent decades.
We've had so much rain in July, Owen. Are you concerned about the winter, that the ground is so saturated that we might experience flooding this winter?
Well, for Ireland, despite the July we've just had, it's important to recall that June is provisionally the warmest June for Ireland on record. And of course, this follows 2022, which was the warmest year on record for Ireland. And as I'm sure you'll not be surprised to hear, July 2023 is provisionally wettest month on record. And indeed, over the last 12 months, Ireland has had its wettest October on record in 2022. Its wettest March on record during 2023, and I've just said now provisionally the wettest July on record. And this is consistent with trends in Ireland's climate in recent decades. Annual rainfall is now 7% higher compared to the recent past, and of course, annual mean temperatures has also increased. And this trend can be expected to continue. But our rainfall patterns can also be expected to change, with an increase in both dry periods and heavy rainfall periods.
So is it possible to say then what we might experience going into the winter?
Well, certainly globally, we're looking at an extreme set of parameters changing. The planet's climate system is either in abnormal or record-breaking mode. Looking at air temperatures, July 2023 has recently been confirmed, as we know, to be the highest surface air temperature ever recorded. Global average sea surface temperatures have reached record levels in July. And Arctic sea ice amounts have reached its lowest extent in July 2023 at 15% below average. And what's particularly concerning is that this is happening at the early stages of the effects of the El Nino. So we can certainly expect further warming and certain extreme weather. What's particularly remarkable for 2023 is that all these records are being broken so early in the year. Mm. This is extremely uncharacteristic for past climate.
And you mentioned the phenomenon of El Nino there. Are we experiencing that now? And what effect is that likely to have on the weather in the coming months?
We're at the early stages of the impacts of the El Nino. So that will actually peak during the winter time. So we'll see the maximum impact of El Nino on the planetary system and weather systems surrounding the greatest impact of El Nino during that period of time.
And what does that actually mean? Does it mean more storms?
The El Nino has its greatest impact around the Pacific Basin. So it would have a greatest impact across North America and South America, and to the west of the Pacific Ocean. It has an effect of suppressing tropical storms, but as we know, in the North Atlantic, we're seeing record-breaking sea surface temperatures. So the direct effect of the El Nino in northwest Europe is a complex one. The way it manifests itself is on an average basis, where it affects the overall climate patterns across the planet in an average manner. So we know, and we're quite confident, that the El Nino, once it kicks in, and once its effects become fully manifested, will affect the overall heating of the planet.
And you mentioned there that the warmer waters, sea temperatures increasing in the Mediterranean, a marine heat wave around the coast of Ireland as well. What impact is that likely to have?
Well, we've seen marine heat waves developing right around the world, sort of Greenland, in the Labrador Sea, in the Caribbean Basin, across the Mediterranean Sea, as you said, and around the coast of Ireland earlier in the year. Unfortunately, marine heat waves are no longer rare. And as others have commented, this has a huge impact not only on our climate and on our weather patterns, but on ecosystems throughout the planet. And certainly it can induce the formation of more extreme weather as they develop and become more frequent throughout the Earth system.
That was Eoin Moran, Director of Met Éireann and a Vice President of the World Meteorological Organization, speaking to us a short time ago.